transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Chesterfield. Chesterfields are much milder. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hi, folks! Gentlemen, thank you. Well, it seems impossible, but here we are, face to face with Friday again, with all the old familiar elements on hand. In fact, there's only one link missing, and that's my partner, Jerry Lewis. So while we're waiting for the missing link, let's take a quick trip to the San Fernando Valley. Ricardo, let's go with this attain.
I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today. 'Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam. Make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'm forgetting my sins and making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly ought to be. It's the San Fernando Valley for me. But I think that I'm safe in stating she will be waiting when my lonely journey's done. Kindly old Reverend Thomas, he kind of missed the promise he would make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward the mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never roam. Make the San Fernando Valley. Make the San Fernando Valley. Make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I just want to say...
I'm packing my birds, and I'm packing my wheels.
Well, here he is, folks, the one and only Jerry Lewis.
How can something that looks so good on paper sound so bad when you say it?
Well, you wouldn't have had this trouble, Jerry, if you showed up at rehearsal. Now, where were you?
Oh, I went to see the Las Vegas Story, the new picture with Victor Russell and Jane Mature.
Now, you know you mean Victor Mature and Jane Russell.
Well, maybe that Victor ain't Russell, but don't try and tell me that Jane ain't mature.
Keep it up. Nothing you can say will aggravate me tonight. I made up my mind. No more arguments. I refuse to fight with you.
You mean you ain't gonna yell at me?
That's right.
No matter what I do?
Uh-huh.
No matter what I say?
Yep. What is it, Jay? What's the matter?
The chance of a lifetime comes along, and I ain't got one nasty thing to say.
Oh, don't be silly, Jay. You can think of something nasty. Come on, think.
You mean like a... Dean Martin is the man of whom Bing Crosby once said, "Who's he?"
See? I told you can do it. Go ahead. Go, man. Go.
Yeah.
I told you. Go.
Yeah.
some more.
Yeah, right. Dean Martin never really had his nose fixed. He just got tired of wearing two of them.
Good. Now, Jerry, do you see, take a look at me. Nothing makes me mad anymore. The other day I ran into an idiot automobile mechanic, and if he didn't get me mad, no one will.
You tell me about that. Hey, why don't we tell the audience about it? I'll play like I'm the crazy mechanic.
All righty. Well, folks, it all started when I was driving my little car up Sunset Boulevard. And I didn't notice it at first, but then gradually, very quietly, I began to hear the faintest little knock in my engine. I pulled into the first gas station I could find, going as easy as I could. Hey, let's have some service over here.
Sure thing, buddy. You want me to inspect your butterfly valve, clevis pin, and gimbal joint?
Inspect my clevis pin and gimbal joint? Oh, no, look. I seem to have a knock in my engine.
Let me hear it. Start her up.
Now, that's funny. I don't hear it now. I wonder why it doesn't knock.
Maybe it's going for gin. Uh-oh.
There it is. Yes, sir, Bob. I wish my girl was here.
Why?
Listen, it's playing our tune.
You know something? I find you completely obnoxious.
Watch your language, fella. There happens to be a ladies' washroom on the premises.
You know, I'll bet you never worked on a car before.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget the first car I fixed. First, I had to remove the transmission cover, see? Next, I took out the shifter shafts and port. Then I let the Rini Rick drop to the bottom of the loop. Quick as a flash, I pinched the prongs on the main drive gear, loosened the universal prong pellets, and turned screw, twist, and they wait. I found what was wrong with that car, buddy.
Good heavens, what was it?
A flat top.
Flat top. Well, I've had enough of this, stupid. Are you going to fix my car, aren't you?
Not me. I don't work on these foreign cars.
But this is an Italian sports car. You can tell by the seat covers.
Good heavens, they're made out of grated cheese.
They are not.
And that's not a canvas top, it's a pizza.
Will you listen to...
Tell the truth, is that a floor mat or a large ravioli?
Hey! Now, suppose you fill my tank and let me get out of here. You do have gas, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's from the ravioli. Well,
I've had just about enough of this. I'm going to get out of here, but fast.
Hey, but wait a sec, mister. Come back. How do you like that? The darn fool forgot his car.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the recent Federal Trade Commission decision has made you wonder about the contents of your cigarette, you can be glad if you're smoking Chesterfield.
Chesterfield gives you scientific facts and names its ingredients. Chesterfield uses tobaccos pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested hygroscopic or moistening agents. Proven by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. Chesterfield has the newest and most modern research laboratories and factories staffed by experts. Outside, independent consultants include many eminent scientists from leading universities.
Chesterfield has, for your smoking pleasure and protection, every advantage known to modern science. For you, that means Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and no unpleasant aftertaste.
Folks, we have a little movie kicking around the country called Sailor Beware. Now, it's playing in most of your local theaters, and if you should happen to drop in and see it, you'll be very apt to hear a song called Never Before. And if you listen real carefully, you're sure to hear it right now. So, Richard, here we go.
Never before Has my heart felt a thrill like this? Never before. Oh, never before. Never before has the whole world stood still like this. As I gaze at the face, I simply adore. After today, when they speak about paradise, I'll smile and I'll say, I've been there once or twice. For this is that once in a lifetime, the miracle of your kiss. I've never loved like this, never before. In a lifetime, the miracle of your kiss. I've never loved like this, never
very much. And now I'd like to move out of the spotlight and let Jimmy Wallington move in.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, every day you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin, in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter.
Well, folks, there's a young fella around Hollywood who is from Universal International Studios, and we know you've seen him in many, many pictures, and he has set a lot of feminine hearts aflutter. He's a wonderful guy, a real good friend, and Jerry and I are mighty happy to have him here tonight. So hang on to your bobby socks, because here comes Tony Curtis.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, Dean.
You're very welcome, Tony.
It's good to see you, Dean.
It's good to see you, Tony.
I've sure been looking forward to being on your show, Dean.
I've sure been looking forward to having you here, Tony.
Hey, Dean, when are the writers coming back from vacation?
Tony, I guess you know that this is Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, huh? Are you any relation to John L. Lewis?
No, why do you ask?
The top of your head looks like one of his eyebrows.
So what, the your head looks like someone slept on it. Hey, Tony, do you?
Tony Curtis is a big movie star. Why can't you treat him with respect?
Big movie star? I wouldn't go see him in the movies if he was Gregory Peck, Clark Gable, and Montgomery Clift all rolled into one.
Why not?
Who wants to see a man with six legs?
Hey, Tony, I understand you just returned from a European trip.
That's right, Dino. I was down my honeymoon.
Oh, boy, a honeymoon. Who'd you go with?
I went with my wife, of course.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, what's too bad about it?
Well, honeymoon is such fun. Why louse it up by taking the girl?
Jerry, I don't mind if you act a little crazy with me, but can't you calm down a little when we have company?
I'm sorry. Really, Tony, it's very nice you could come and be with us on the show. Because we've always wanted you as a guest. And now that you're here, we feel real good about it, Tony and Dean.
What?
We couldn't get a girl?
No.
I was hoping we'd get someone like Janet Leigh. I saw her yesterday. Wowee, zippity-doo-dah, ba-boom, boom, boom.
That girl, Janet Leigh, wowee, zippity-doo-dah, ba-boom, boom, boom, happens to be my wife.
Don't kid me, buddy. Janet Leigh's married to Tony Curtis.
Jerry, this is Tony Curtis.
Dean, you're so naive.
Not naive, that's naive-y.
Dean, you're so naive-y. Right, well, if he were Tony Curtis, what's he doing here?
Where should I be?
Home with Janet.
Jerry, believe me, I am Tony Curtis.
Look, buddy, if you're Tony Curtis, then I shouldn't be here.
Well, where should you be?
Home with Janet.
Tony, I hope Janet doesn't mind our talking about her, but I saw some of her pictures, and she sure makes a beautiful sweater girl.
Well, thank you, Dean.
Hey, I always wanted to know, how come they call them sweater girls?
Well, that's simple, Jerry. You know how they take hundreds of tiny fibers of wool and interlace them into one delicate thread? And then they weave all these delicate threads into one beautiful garment.
Yeah.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, I don't want to alarm you boys, but this three-cornered rat race is supposed to lead into a sketch.
Well, that sounds fine. What kind of a sketch are we going to do?
We thought it would make you feel right at home with one of those swashbuckling roles you've been playing, like the prince who was a thief and the son of Alibaba.
I'm ready when you are.
Good. Now, let's put on our turbans while Jimmy Wallington tells us all about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have all thrilled to the wonderful stories from the Arabian Nights. Tonight, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Tony Curtis shall enact one of the little-known stories from this famous book. Our story is called The Legend of the Magic Lamp, or Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Genie. Our scene is the fabulous palace of the mighty Sultan Abu Ben Adam. His son, Prince Ali, is strolling in the garden. And now, here is the Sultan's other son, Prince Abdul.
Greetings, O fair, handsome, and charming son of our father, the Sultan. I am Prince Abdul.
Greetings, O tall, strong, and talented son of father, the Sultan. I am Prince Ali.
Greetings. I am from the draft board.
Yeah.
I don't really have a line here, but I figured I'd throw a scare into you.
Abdul, the city of Baghdad is before us like a pearl. What adventure shall we seek?
Let's go peek into the Sultan's harem.
That's no fun. I peeked into Father's harem yesterday.
What'd you see?
Father.
Father. The Sultan's temper is violent lately, and he gives me no money. I do not understand.
He gives you no money because, in the words of the Prophet, Magdu Simitar Imar Tabu Akbar...
Oh, I see, but what does that mean?
The check is late from Standard Oil.
Oh.
Look yonder in the palace trash pile. Do you see what I see?
Specter of an eyelash. It's an old lamp.
Quick, pick up the lamp. It is the magic one.
How do you know this?
I looked on the next page.
It's so dusty. Perhaps if I polished it, I can rub off the...
Don't rub it.
Hark! A voice from inside the lamp. What are you doing in there?
Dad wanted a wick.
Oh.
Dad
rub the lamp and get him out.
You can light the lamp, but don't rub it. Please hold the lamp, stroke it, but don't rub it.
I'm gonna rub it.
Oh, thank you. Old masters for releasing me from the lamp.
How long you been in there?
It'll be 3,000 years next Thursday.
You must indeed be old.
Are you kidding? I can remember back when we had a Republican sultan.
Explain to me, Genie. You are 8 feet tall and this lamp stands only 6 inches high. How did you ever get in there?
You promised not to tell?
We promised. How did you get in the lamp?
I lied about my height.
Oh. I see. And tell me, Genie, why are you whispering?
I'm a little ashamed of the joke.
Oh. Oh, brother to a triple-tongued tonsil. Can it be that you are the genie I've been dreaming of?
Oh, father of a worm, brother of a rick, and uncle of a wheel. Command me and I shall do your bidding.
You will do our bidding how?
Like this. 2 spades.
3 hearts.
4 clubs.
I double. Hey, you can't.
Come up, Bill. It is foolish to stand here with this ugly genie. I would rather be tied to the razorback of a green-eyed serpent and thrown against the jagged rocks below.
How about you, Prince Ali? Where would you rather be?
Well, I guess it's my turn. I'd rather be home with Janet.
Ali, why don't we have 100 wives like our father, the Sultan?
100 wives? Good heavens. Can't you just see the towels in that house? His and hers and hers and hers. Hers and hers and hers and hers.
As the Arabian sun sinks below the horizon, let's all give our attention to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few days ago I was rummaging through my attic and I ran across a pile of old phonograph records. I started to flip through them and I ran across one platter that had the label scraped off. Well, I got kind of curious and brought it downstairs. And when I put it on the turntable, I found myself listening to a real treat. The vocalist was wonderful, the band was wonderful, and the song was wonderful. I have no idea who the singer was, but whoever he was, I want to thank him for making me fall in love with a great little song. So, Richard?
Maybe it's because I love you too much. Maybe that is why you love me so little. Maybe when I answer yes, maybe I became a boy. Maybe if I loved you less, maybe you would love me more. because I've kissed you too much. Maybe that is why my kiss means so little. Maybe with a love so great and a love so small, maybe I'll be left with no love at all.
That's wrong. It's maybe it's because I love you so much.
Do you really, Bubby?
Excuse me for interrupting, Dean, but I just wanted to say goodnight.
Tony, you know, I was so excited when I heard you were coming that I even put on Bobby socks.
Why'd you put on the Bobby socks?
Because Herbie's socks are too small.
So I put on Bobby's socks.
Good night, boys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Tony. Good night. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to give our many, many thanks again to all of you who have been very, very kind enough to send in their contributions to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Your contributions have been put to work to help find a cure for this dread disease. For those of you who haven't contributed as yet, please do so. The muscular dystrophy sufferers need your help very, very badly. Please mail your contributions to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association's New York 8, New York. Thank you.
Until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we're on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our latest picture, Sailor Beware. Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear. Produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. Tony Curtis will soon be seen in Flesh and Fury, a Universal International picture co-starring Jan Sterling and Mona Freeman.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.